This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
A few thoughts about the coming Civil War. We've talked about this before, and by the way, you could catch more news about it at civilwar.news, which is not updated that frequently, but it is very specific to Civil War topics. When Donald Trump won the election, the left promised a civil war. And before the election, when there was the possibility that Hillary Clinton might win, there was also a lot of talk of civil war, you know, on the right. Well, my most recent analysis on this, or my thoughts on this, are simply this. The Civil War is still coming. It's just been delayed. You see, we are living in two Americas now. We don't have anything that binds us together, really, as a country. We don't have a common culture anymore. The people on the West Coast, and to a large extent the East Coast, do not live in the United States of America that the rest of America experiences, you know, flyover states, as they're called, working class America, and especially the political elite on the East Coast. They do not live in reality. They live in their fabricated world. And of course, on the West Coast of California, they're living in their delusional fairy tale land as well. There's college campus safe spaces and snowflake zones and gun-free zones and everything else. It's not the real world. And thus, they cannot really participate in a democracy rooted in reality. That has been proven by the results of the election last year when Trump won. The left continued to imagine that he had not won. And in their own minds, they convinced themselves that his win was illegitimate. As a result, since then, we've only seen increasing divergence. We have not seen the nation come together. We've only seen the nation being further spread apart, and in large part because of the intense hatred pushed by the mainstream media. The media has become an institution of hate, and the left has become an institution of hate and intolerance. And the Democrat Party is really technically a hate group now. They just hate on everybody. And left-wing media reporters, they hate Donald Trump, and they hate Trump supporters. And even the Republican establishment hates anything related to Trump. And so hatred, the reason I keep repeating this word is not to try to make it worse, but to point out that hatred is always the precursor. It's a necessary mental precursor to civil war, because you can't kill and murder someone else until you hate them first. And so this pushing of hatred by the left-wing media is literally designed to push us towards civil war. And it's an extension of the Obama-era policies, which were also designed to create race-based warfare, you know, racial hatred, dividing black and white, which I've talked about extensively, how that's a fabricated division, that most black people and white people actually are nice folks who want to get along. They don't have anything against each other, but this wedge is driven between those groups through the culture because of the rhetoric of people like Barack Obama and others on the left, the race baiters and so on, who are always pushing this racial division and hatred because it profits them politically. But here's my bigger point in all of this. Donald Trump may not be an 8-year president. There's so much hatred in the media. There's so much disinformation and so many lies that even though it's very early, he could potentially lose the 2020 election to a Democrat. If that were to happen, actually, I see it both ways. If Trump wins the 2020 election, the left doubles down on its attempt at civil war. If he loses the election, the left-wing president that gets into office will immediately weaponize every branch of government to go after conservatives, just as Barack Obama weaponized the IRS with Lois Lerner to go after Tea Party conservatives. the new president, whoever that may be, will weaponize every branch of government. They will go after gun owners. They will try to nullify the Second Amendment. They will try to nullify even the First Amendment because the left hates free speech. They will seize website domains like perhaps my domain, naturalnews.com, to try to silence us. They will do anything and everything that they need to do. They have become radicalized. The left is the new domestic terrorism in America. And to them, they believe that achieving their political victory is justifiable by any means necessary. They believe that the outcome justifies the means that they use to achieve that outcome. And thus, they are not afraid to kill people, to call for people to be killed, as we've seen at UC Berkeley, how they've called for the murder of conservative speakers in order to stop them from speaking, and so on. Many examples of that. So we're going to see the left is becoming radicalized already, and if they obtain the White House, they will radicalize the government as a weapon against all people who believe in liberty and freedom in America. Now, John W. Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute has warned about this, and he's exactly right. He's the author of the book called Battleground America, which is a very important read. And what Whitehead points out is that even if you're a Trump supporter, Trump is simply a pause in the dangerous growth of the power of centralized government to wield itself as a weapon against individual liberty. And even though Trump himself may not weaponize the IRS against conservatives, for example, as Obama did, the next Democrat that gets into office, whether it's 2020 or 2024 or beyond, will undoubtedly use every element of government, every tool, every point of leverage within the bureaucracy to weaponize the government against anyone who promotes individual liberty or conservatism. And so it is the growth of government that is so dangerous, not necessarily under the Trump administration, but under a future tyrant, i.e. a Democrat, and virtually all Democrats now are socialists or communists. And communism is the ultimate goal of the left. That's where they want to push everything. Communism denies the right to own private property or to own your own business. Communism denies the individual liberties upon which America was founded. And thus, left-wing people are anti-America by definition. They despise the very principles upon which this country was founded, such as the principles outlined in the Bill of Rights or the Constitution itself. So this is something to keep in mind. It means that a civil war is probably inevitable unless it is preempted by secession. So I see this really as the two biggest outcomes, the long-term outcomes. We're either going to see secession or we're going to see civil war because, again, the two different cultures of America, the two Americas that attempt to coexist really cannot coexist anymore. They do not see the world with the same worldview, and they're not coming together in any way. So if Washington continues to be run by conservatives or Republicans, then we're going to see probably eventually success with California seceding. And I think that's great. I think the West Coast of California should secede, but allow the rural areas of California and Northern California to stay in the Union. So maybe you split it into Northern California, Southern California, and Western California. There you go, three different states. And Western California, that can be the communist, gun-free zone, you know, crap hole of America that it's practically already there. But they can have unlimited illegal immigration, unlimited, taxation of everybody out of existence. Tax all the businesses out of existence. They can just run that place into the ground because that's what Democrats love to do. If they had their way, they would run every country into the ground and turn it into a kind of North Korea regime. So it would actually be very beneficial to see Western California as an experiment to show the rest of America this is what happens when Democrats are in charge. They run every city, every nation into the ground, just like they have Chicago and Detroit and Los Angeles. You know, the examples are quite a number across America. Or if if a Democrat wins the White House, then you're going to see Texas probably push for secession, because Texas represents real America. Texas is pro-Constitution, pro-Second Amendment. Texas is a place where people work hard. They have discipline. They have a work ethic. They have morality. Texas has a strong religious base. And Texas has a tremendous amount of economic freedom. Many, many successful small businesses, including my own and many others, of course. And Texas has a lot of self-sufficiency and self-reliance. It's the only state, for example, that has its own independent power grid. Well, I guess Alaska does too, but I mean, in the continental United States, it's the only state that has its own power grid. And Texas has its own energy supply. Texas can grow its own food. Texas has its own defense. Texas has strategic missile silos and military ports on the ocean, you know, in the Gulf of Mexico. So Texas is very strategically well positioned to be its own nation if it comes to that. And the spirit of Texas will demand that if circumstances, you know, change to the point where America has gone so far to the left that real Americans can no longer stand it. You'll see a lot of people moving to Texas and calling for secession. And I'll probably be one of them at that point calling for secession as well. Who knows? We'll see what circumstances unfold. But I would rather see the United States of America stay mostly together with California seceding, or Western California. That would be better as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. In any case, if these secession events don't happen, then we are looking at probably a civil war, and it could even be that secession sparks a civil war. So one of the scenarios that I've really foreseen here is that California becomes the front lines for an attempted civil war, eventually targeting Washington. But California tries to do something, and the feds get involved. And when I say try to do something, like California maybe tries to nullify all federal laws on immigration enforcement, you know, to become a sanctuary state, which practically they are at this point. That they continue to assert this, there may be an attempt by the feds to go in and enforce federal law in California, which could set off, if it escalates, armed conflict between California law enforcement versus federal immigration enforcement and federal law enforcement. And that could spark a kind of a civil war nationwide. It's one of the possible tipping points, California immigration. There are other possible tipping points, such as left-wing Antifa people trying to firebomb government buildings and things like that. However, the recent attempt by Antifa on November 4th, 2017, to wage a nationwide protest for revolution and everything, that thing fizzled out. It was so pathetic. There was only a handful of people showed up in most cities. I think in LA, there were maybe a couple thousand that showed up, which was the biggest showing across the country. But again, that's because Los Angeles is already gone. Los Angeles is a crap hole failure of left-wing socialism, and it's headed for total collapse and chaos. Oh, man. Yeah, you don't want to be caught in LA when that hits the fan. So I'm not surprised that a few thousand people in LA might show up and demand a revolution. Because, you know, they're already gone. That place is gone anyway. You know, you can't save Los Angeles from the Democrats, because they're still running the place, running it into the ground. Anyway, there are a number of possible flashpoints across the country that could crop up just instantly. And this is the thing. There's so much uncertainty about the future that it's hard to make plans as a business. You know, even I'm a business owner, and we're doing a lot of expansion, and we're growing our business substantially, but we're doing so with a great sense of caution. You know, we are concerned about the unpredictable near future. What happens if there is secession? What if Texas becomes its own nation? Then all of a sudden, we become an exporter from, you know, out of Texas, and we probably have to deal with the import documentation to import products into the rest of the country. Who knows? A lot of uncertainty, even about the money supply. So what if Texas secedes at some point in the next, you know, 10 or 20 years, and that secession causes Texas to launch its own bank, let's say, and then you don't have the Federal Reserve? What if Texas launches its own money supply and it's backed by gold. I don't know if you are aware of this, but Texas has been recalling gold to the state of Texas to store in Texas physically. This is part of a long-term plan for Texas to be its own nation with its own money supply that's backed by gold. Well, that could create an economic boom in Texas while the rest of the country suffers under the collapse of the Federal Reserve. So there are a lot of scenarios and a lot of trigger points here. There could be China introducing a gold-backed currency. There could be a global run selling off U.S. debt, for example, that collapses the U.S. debt system, makes it very difficult for the U.S. to sell more debt without paying very high interest rates. You know, the cyber warfare. There's North Korea, that whole situation. Any number of trigger points, plus all the domestic cultural trigger points as well, such as, you know, like an LA riots type of thing, a Rodney King type of situation. Anything could spark social unrest. And if it's a big enough event, even if it's a false flag, if it's staged by the left to try to victimize left-wing people, it could still generate so much fake news across CNN and so much anger that it results in nationwide protests and social unrest, which could lead to a collapse of law and order across a multitude of U.S. cities. And that could escalate into secession or into civil war. I mean, we're really on the knife's edge here as a country. There are so many ways that this can go wrong. In so many ways, people are on edge. People are angrier than I've ever seen in this country. So that's why I say this is a time to get prepared. Get super prepared, because anything can happen at any moment. There will be a day where you won't be able to buy ammo. You won't be able to buy gold or a firearm. You may not have access to naturalnews.com. You may not, I mean, the world that you think you know today may disappear in a moment, just overnight. It's gone. Everything could change in an instant, and we could find ourselves in a civil war overnight. It's kind of like, you know how the Berlin Wall just came down overnight, or the former Soviet Union collapsed overnight. These things happen so quickly once they begin, because all the conditions are right. It's like a forest fire, you know, all this tinder is there and it's dry and it's hot, and all of a sudden there's a spark or a lightning strike and the whole forest just goes up in flames. That's what we're looking at. That's a really good metaphor for where we are in America right now. So be vigilant, be a patriot, take a stand when it's needed, as is needed, even every day, take a stand for America. And we may have a chance to pull through this with our liberties intact, but it's a very slim chance. So you're going to have to take a stand, frankly. So stay informed at naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Be safe and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.